This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Peter Tell, the PayPal billionaire and Trump supporter, turns out to have citizenship in New Zealand. But he's part of a wave of the tech rich who bought there as a survivalist hedge against global disaster. Since the election, 17 times the normal request to begin citizenship have come to New Zealand. In the first 10 months of 2016, foreigners bought 1,400 square miles of land in the country, four times what they bought in the previous year. Federal District Court judge in Los Angeles issued a temporary restraining order requiring the government to allow in to the country people with valid immigration visas from the seven majority Muslim countries Trump sought to block. Judge's order affects only people who are seeking to live in the U.S. permanently and are taking the first steps to become a legal resident. That does not include tourists or students trying to enter the country. Reports now indicated that Trump hung up on Australian Prime Minister over an earlier agreement the U.S. had made to accept more than 1,200 refugees into the country. The Dutch, facing an election in mid-March, have decided to count all ballots by hand in order to prevent state-sponsored hacking of their electronic system. A Trump golf course in Florida is ordered by a judge to refund more than $6 million in deposits to members that had refused to refund. A March for Science is planned for Earth Day on April 22nd. Organizers are claiming it is a protest, but not a political protest, but a demand that policymakers listen to scientific evidence. Rex Tillerson, former CEO of Exxon, was approved as Secretary of State with a record of no votes, though winning by 56-43. Mexico's minimum wage has now risen to $4 per day, and 28 million Mexicans can't afford a healthy diet. Facebook lost a $500 million jury verdict in federal court in Texas based on its Oculus virtual reality headset subsidiary having stolen technology from ZeniMax, a game company. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.